Good morning. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 188. No eye hath seen, nor tongue declared, nor hath it entered heart of man, to know what God hath here prepared for them who love and trust his plan. Hymn number 188. The scriptural selection this morning will be given by Nancy from New Jersey.
Matthew, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. Romans, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good an acceptable and perfect will of God. 1 Corinthians. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Philippians. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Let us now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow with the Lord's Prayer and its spiritual interpretation as given in the Christian Science textbook.
which art in heaven.
Our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious.
Hallowed be thy name.
Adorable One.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy kingdom is come. Thou art ever present.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections.
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
And love is reflected in love.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Let us now sing hymn number 141. If the Lord build not the house, they that labor build in vain. Father, may our cornerstone stand foursquare without a stain. Hymn number 141. Welcome to the Sunday morning service of the Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent. We begin each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with our roundtable discussion, where we talk about the week's Bible lesson and other timely topics, and get a deeper understanding of how to apply Christian Science. If you missed this morning's discussion, you can find a link to the recording on our website, plainfieldcs.com, on our YouTube channel or our Vimeo channel. We have a Sunday school for children that meets every Sunday at 11 a.m. It has its own teleconference number, so any child anywhere in the world can participate. In fact, many of the students do attend by phone. So if you have a child of Sunday school age and don't live in the area, call the church and we will give you the number, and our teachers will be more than happy to welcome your child. We also have a testimony meeting every Wednesday evening at 8:15, where you can hear testimonies of healings and lives transformed through the study and practice of Christian Science. We have a website that has an amazing amount of the very finest Christian Science literature that you can read, download, and listen to. There are other writings by Mary Baker Eddy and writings by students who lived in her home. These are wonderful sources to get the pure teaching that Mrs. Eddy gave. And we also have 17 additional websites in a variety of languages, so that people around the world can hear and read the healing truths of pure Christian Science in their own language. So feel free to look through our websites. They are all free. There is never a charge. And we have a nursery available at every one of our services for infants and toddlers. So be sure to bring the whole family. Everyone is welcome to all our services, including all of you who are listening and participating from all over the world. We will now have the reading of a testimony from Science and Health, which attests to the healing power obtained by studying the Christian Science textbook. That reading will be given this morning by Karen from California.
Page 641. I became interested in Christian Science in 1901. For 4 or 5 years, I had suffered with severe attacks, which nothing but an opiate seemed to relieve. After one, which I think was the worst I ever had, I consulted our family physician, who diagnosed my case as a dangerous kidney disease, and said that no medicine could help me, but that I must undergo a surgical operation. I continued to grow worse and went to see the physician again, and he advised me to consult a doctor who was connected with the City Hospital of Augusta. This doctor made an examination and diagnosed the difficulty as something different, but quite as serious. Meanwhile, a friend offered me a copy of Science and Health. I said I did not care to read the book, but she was so urgent that I finally promised to do so. I received the book on Saturday, and on Sunday morning, I sat down to read it. When I reached the place where Mrs. Eddy says she found this truth in the Bible, I began comparing the two books. I read passages which looked very reasonable to me and said to myself, this is nearer to the truth than anything I have ever seen. I continued to read all day, stopping only long enough to eat my dinner. As I read on, everything became clearer to me, and I felt that I was healed. During the evening, a neighbor came in, and I said, I am healed, and that book has healed me. I read on and was certainly healed. 8 days after my healing, I did my own washing. This occurred in February 1901. About 6 weeks after, I was called to care for my mother, who was under the care of my former physician. I again let him examine my side, as he wished, to see if the trouble was still there. He said, it is certainly gone. I said to him, Doctor, you told me I would never be a well woman unless I was operated upon. What has healed me? He replied, God has healed you. S.H.L., North Pittston, Maryland.
The Bible and the Christian Science textbook are our only preachers. The scriptural texts and their correlative passages from our textbook, these comprise our sermon. The canonical writings, together with the word of our textbook, corroborating and explaining the Bible texts in their denominational, spiritual import, and application to all ages, past, present, and future, constitute a sermon undivorced from truth, uncontaminated or fettered by human hypotheses, and authorized by Christ. Today's lesson sermon can be found on page 16 of the Independent Christian Science Quarterly. Subject, mind. Golden text, 1 Corinthians. But we have the mind of Christ. The responsive reading is from Romans. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out.
For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor?
Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again?
For of him, and through him, and to him, are all things, to whom be glory forever.
Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus.
That ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Imogene from Australia will now read.
The Bible, Isaiah. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Romans. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. 2 Timothy. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Matthew. And Jesus arose, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed, for oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily, I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Romans. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Hebrews. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. 1 Peter. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called. Should inherit a blessing. Is among you, taking thereof, not by consent, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away.
Florence from Georgia will now read.
I will read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. There is but one I, or us, but one divine principle, or mind, governing all existence. All the objects of God's creation reflect one mind, and whatever reflects not this one mind is false and erroneous. Even the belief that life, substance, and intelligence are both mental and material. Mind, supreme over all its formations and governing them all, is the central sum of its own systems of ideas. The life and light of all its own vast creation, and man is tributary to divine mind. The world would collapse without mind, without the intelligence which holds the winds in its grasp. Neither philosophy nor skepticism can hinder the march of the science which reveals the supremacy of mind. The divine mind is the soul of man and gives man dominion over all things. Man was not created from a material basis, nor bidden to obey material laws which spirit never made. His province is in spiritual statutes, in the higher law of mind. Mind is the grand creator, and there can be no power except that which is derived from mind. If mind was first chronologically, is first potentially, and must be first eternally, then give to mind the glory, honor, dominion, and power everlastingly due its holy name. Inferior and unspiritual methods of healing may try to make mind and drugs coalesce, but the two will not mingle scientifically. Why should we wish to make them do so? Since no good can come of it. If mind is foremost and superior, let us rely upon mind, which needs no cooperation from lower powers. The understanding that the ego is mind, and that there is but one mind or intelligence, begins at once to destroy the errors of mortal sense and to supply the truth of immortal sense. This understanding makes the body harmonious. It makes the nerves, bones, brain, etc., servants instead of masters. If man is governed by the law of divine mind, his body is in submission to everlasting life and truth and love. The great mistake of mortals is to suppose that man, God's image and likeness, is both matter and spirit, both good and evil. Jesus never spoke of disease as dangerous or as difficult to heal. When his disciples brought to him a case they had failed to heal, he said to them, O faithless generation, implying that the requisite power to heal was in mind. He prescribed no drugs, urged no obedience to material laws, but acted in direct disobedience to them. Mind, as far outweighs drugs in the cure of disease as is in the cure of sin. The more excellent way is divine science in every case. Is materia medica a science or a bundle of speculative human theories? That prescription which succeeds in one instance fails in another, and this is owing to the different mental state of the patient. These states are not comprehended, and they are left without explanation except in Christian Science. The rule and its perfection of operation never vary in science. If you fail to succeed in any case, it is because you have not demonstrated the life of Christ, truth, more in your own life, because you have not obeyed the rule and proved the principle of divine science. Science not only reveals the origin of all disease as mental, but it also declares that all disease is cured by divine mind. There can be no healing except by this mind, however much we trust a drug or any other means towards which human faith or endeavor is directed. It is mortal mind, not matter, which brings to the sick whatever good they may seem to receive from materiality. But the sick are never really healed except by means of the divine power. Only the action of truth, life, and love can give harmony. The action of so-called mortal mind must be destroyed by the divine mind to bring out the harmony of being. Without divine control, there is discord, manifest as sin, sickness, and death. The scriptures plainly declare the baneful influence of sinful thought on the body. Even our Master felt this. It is recorded that in certain localities, he did not many mighty works because of their unbelief in truth. Any human error is its own enemy and works against itself. It does nothing in the right direction and much in the wrong. Its so-called mind is cherishing evil passions and malicious purposes, it is not a healer, but it engenders disease and death. The higher nature of man is not governed by the lower. If it were, the order of wisdom would be reversed. Our false views of life hide eternal harmony and produce the ills of which we complain. Because mortals believe in material laws and reject the science of mind, this does not make materiality first and the superior law of soul last. Material sense never helps mortals to understand Spirit God. Through spiritual sense only, man comprehends and loves deity. The various contradictions of the science of mind by the material senses do not change the unseen truth, which remains forever intact. The science of being, in which all is divine mind, or God and his idea, would be clearer in this age, but for the belief that matter is the medium of man, or that man can enter his own embodied thought, bind himself with his own belief, and then call his bonds material and name them divine law. The necessity for uplifting the race is further to the fact that mind can do it, for mind can impart purity instead of impurity, strength instead of weakness, and health instead of disease. Truth is an alterative in the entire system and can make it every whit whole. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but his, no other love, wisdom, or truth, no other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or error. Man, governed by his maker, having no other mind, planted on the evangelist's statement that all things were made by him, the Word of God, and without him was not anything made that was made, can triumph over sin, sickness, and death.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer for our world. Let's sing hymn number 160. The words of this hymn were written by Mary Baker Eddy. It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide. For storm or shine, pure peace is thine, whate'er betide. Hymn number 160.
Thank you.
Let us now sing hymn number 236. O peace of the world, O hope in each breast, O Bethlehem star that ages have blessed, a day of fresh promise breaks over the land, gaunt warfare is doomed, and God's kingdom at hand. Hymn number 236.
Oh, I will read from the Christian Science textbook, The Scientific Statement of Being, and the correlative passage from 1 John, 3rd chapter. There is no life, truth, intelligence, nor substance in matter. All is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth, matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal, matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material, he is spiritual. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Philippians. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanks, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.